Heute der Meister Hofkimo Nissen Topstein sein Rip Khamich Blei.
Everything I do and learn is all as chesed, and you become gets across the toe. Today we'll be trying speaking about the hilchos of chulav akum, which means milk by goy. And if we have any other time, we'll move on to gvina and chemer, which is cheese and milk and butter made by a goy. We'll try and cover all mekor halachos and go down to Rishonim Achronim and move down Lamaise West Megea in our day-to-day lives. And you're probably all thinking, which is what I've heard many, many times when I told people I'm learning about Chulav Akum over the years. The first thing they were telling me was, I'm learning about Chulav Akum, Ramosha Mati Chulav Akum, as if the three Ramosha, you take the Zimun, carry it out from Shulchan Aruch, not Megea. Which is not the case, as even if you're Moshe, Chulav Akum still applies. And you will see soon where it applies and in what circumstances and what cases. So let's start with the Mekor Issa. The Mekor Issa, it brought down the Avodah Zarah Lamates. The Mishnah says, Eled Bo Shal Goy Shal Tzurim, Cholav Shecholmu Akum Ve'ein Yisor Re'eu, which means a milked by a cow, and the Yid was not present to watch the Chaliva. And the next Mishnah says, "Eidu Mutarim Ba'achila, Cholav Shechol Ve'Akum Ve'Yisol Re'eu." And when a Yid did see the actual milking, then it becomes Mutar Ba'achila. Now the reason why Chazal asked Cholav Akum is because there were choshes that the goy might take non-kosher milk and mix it into the kosher milk for all sorts of purposes, either to add fat content or for other reasons. Now you're probably all thinking that if the chashash is that the goy is going to mix in other milks, then why is Cholav Akum only Yisdar Abon? It should be Yisdar Aisa. We all know they drink pig's milk or horse milk, Macholzasur is also Yisdar Aisa. So why did Chazal only make the Issa of Cholav Akum Yisdar Abon? So now the Shachos Kasher, the Shachon Yudea Kifid Ches, and he answers the Poshta Teretz, that the Gemara says in the Avodah Zarah Lamates, Cholav Toy is Chiyor, but kosher milk is white, but tome and trefa milk is yoruk, is green. Now you're all thinking, zicha, camel milk or horse milk is not green. So Tosa Rosh already asked the kasha, and he says, when the Gemara says green, it doesn't mean green, it means like the yellow of an egg or gold color. And he brings her eye when the Mishnah in Sukkah says yoruk kakauti, then if yoruk was green, why do you have to say kakauti? You know it's green. Elamai Yorok is not green, and in the Mishnah in Sukkah it says Yorok Kakauti, because Yorok is not normally green, and therefore we say if it's like the colour of green, like the fruit Kauti. And therefore, if the colour is different, the goy is not going to add in too much milk, because he'll know that the more he adds in, then the colour change will be evident, and the yid will see straight away that he's changed the milk. So therefore, says the Shach, the whole Chashash is only they'll add in a bit of milk, less than half, and therefore when I tell you, you'll say chad betray bottle, that'll be bottle borrowed, and therefore it's only a starbonan, because with abonan you always have to have shishim, and maybe it'll add in an amount which you haven't got shishim, and therefore obliged is starbonan, whereas with the raisa it'll always be bottle chad betray. Now besides for this reason of cholav tome, or chashulchan, Pelayoyes and Chasam Sofer all bring down another reason, that which is a mechudeshtig reason, that they say that when Chazal told us the reason was Alz Chashash Cholav Tome is only for us to be happy with the Tam, but the real reason they will never megala to us and we'll never find out. And the Haligid Ruchaim, he said he heard from Yishveh, the Baruch Tam, who had the Kabbalah Ishmi Pi'ish from Moshe Rabbeinu, three things, and one of them, that the reason of Cholav Akam is not for the reason we know of Chashash of Cholav Tomeh, but only for a reason that is unknown to us and we'll never find out.
It took from Moshe Rabbeinu, why is it the Raisa, why is it the Rabbeinu?
Okay. Could be a Zachwish.
Das Gitter, because.
It's, I don't know how to say that. Because if Moshe, you would say the Raisa. I'm starting to move that the Moshe Rabbeinu knew even the Zachwish, saw even the Zachwish, and Rabbi Kiva was Mechadish.
Yeah.
No? So everything is the Raisa.
Elamai.
How did you see that? How did you see that all the zakah from Rabbi Akiva? It means that everything is deraisa. It wasn't aluchah Moshe Sinai.
Every aluchah Moshe
Sinai is deraisa. It wasn't aluchah Moshe Sinai.
You say it's aluchah Moshe Sinai.
Like he saw all the zakah from Rabbi Akiva was mechadish. Doesn't mean that was the right, sir. Because you're saying the Zachna, because I'm going to Mechadish in a few years' time, and this part of that time. So, back to what we were talking about. So, the big shaila in the Cholav Akam is that when Chazal goes to the Gezerah of Cholav Akam, it's Peshat, that when there is a Chashash, like let's say there is Cholav Tom in the area or in the country, in the city, then you have to be Choshes and the Goy might be adulter the milk and adding milk to the Kosher milk. Now, she ain't in a place where there's no chashash whatsoever, and who said you have to be chashash? And therefore, if there was no cholav akum in the vicinity, then you would say, yep, say that there's no chashash, the cholav is mutter. So this in the halacha is referred to whether the gezer was a gezer b'minyan or not a gezer b'minyan. Well, the Rambam says that gezer b'minyan means that it was nitkan with a starkeit, and therefore, even though it could be the reason for the gzera has already been bottled, but the takana stays oil and void. Mashiach, if you say gzera, it wasn't b'minyan, that means that so long as the time stays, and you have a reason to be choshesh, then you're choshesh b'chalav akum. Mashiach, when there's no time anymore, then the gzera is bottled. So this in halacha is referred to as a machlokes between the Pri-Chodesh and the Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer in Yerudei Kivzayin writes by Arichas that Zicha, the Rishonim, Achronim all take on that Gzeir B'minyan, and therefore the Nyan he talked about yes chashash, no chashash, it's always a Gezeira, and you can't say, yeah, now there's no Cholav Tomei, so let's out the window. Now Hashem, the Pri-Chodesh says, no, the Gzeir was not a Gzeir B'minyan, he brings down Rishonim also on his side. And therefore, when there is Cholav Tomeh in the town, there's a Pri-Chodesh, you have to be Choshev for Cholav Tomeh. Now, Shenka, no Cholav Tomeh in the town, you can go to any farm and drink the milk. La Halacha, we take on L'chum Alat Echsam Sofer, and a lot of people have asked me, how do you know, who said? So I'll read you out a list of all the Shalosh Tshuvos to say that Halacha is Alat Echsam Sofer.
There's
two things. There's most Rishonim and Achronim go with the Chashash, Cholav Tomeh. And Echsam Sofer and Echashoch, and they say a new time which is not brought down the Rishonim and Achronim, even the Halacha, the Meshulchan Aruch, Mechaber, Torah all go with the reason of Chashash, Cholav Tomeh.
Don't do the Machusar as well.
No, so they don't know that. In the halacha we don't take it's the thing that we take on the side. But halacha when we're talking about mechaber and pesach, we go with the.
With the
pichodosh. No, the pichodosh takes on. Yeah. However, if there's a chash cholav tomei, then that pichoshes. No chashash, that pichoshes. So halacha we take on like some sofer. Like we see in Shalosh Tshuvos by Yitzchak, who was a Yitzchak of Chol Inspector, the Malkiel, Yismach Leibov, Peruchat Yehinna, Menam Lehoyel, Zikhan Aaron, Igus Moshe, Chalkes Yaakov, Shevet Halevi, Yichavadas, Meravadia, Mishnah Aluchas, Kitzer, Yav Svadisha, Ashkenazisha, Chzidisha, all take on the Halucha like some sofer. There was a Gezeir B'minyan, which leaves us with a Mordigi Yisod in Hilchot Cholav Akam, which is very important. That even if a person has 150 chokos, and there was no cholav tomeh whatsoever in the area, and the goy zikha didn't have it, and he was zikha 100% kosher, because the man there was no yid there b'shas chaliva, will be also drinking milk. Why? Because we're gzeir b'minyan, and therefore even if it's no chashash, then that's what Chazal asked, and it's also drinking milk until you have a yid there b'shas ma'aser. Now the Gemara brings down a brisa that says Tana Rabbanan and Yoshe b'sol b'sad edro shel over t'chobim. A yid can sit by the side of a farm or a herd of a goy, and the over t'chobim choylov loy mavi loy v'ayne choyshesh, and the goy brings him a cup of milk without him watching the chaliva, and he can drink it. If he hasn't got any non-kosher animals in the farm, then she's obviously not drinking milk, nothing to be choshish for. And if he has got non-kosher animals on the farm, and am I? What's the hatter? So he says, really, he has got tray for animals on the farm. When he stands up, let's say there's got a fence, a meter high, when he's sitting down he can't skin the chaliva, when he stands up he can see over the fence, he can see the actual milking. When he sits down he can't see the milking. Therefore Mao the Tamer given the Yosef Loi Chazile Nechos Dima Maisi, it will just be choshe that when he's sitting, because he can't skin the chaliva, we'll have to be choshe that the goy took the opportunity and mixed in milk. Mashmalon given the chi koi chazile. Since when he stands up you can see the whole milking process, the goy is not going to take the chance to mess around with the milk, because who knows, maybe at that moment the yid will stand up, he'll see what's happening, he'll be caught red-handed, it's not worth his while. So you see from this Gemara two big yesodas. One is, when we said before that you have to be sorah eu, doesn't mean you have to be glued to the milking. You can stand outside the farm, it's good enough. For it's good enough to be a Yisora Eyu. And number two, the Chiddush is, the first Chiddush is that you don't have to be standing at the milking B'Shas Mais. Number two, not only enough to see the milking, in some cases, if he hasn't got any behemoth Temeris, then it's enough to stand outside without actually being able to see the Chaliva. So you're all running, but if he can't see the Chaliva, then what's the point of sitting outside the fence? So the third says, "Hey there, Achronim, that we're not choshish that a goy has in his cupboard a little bottle of pig's milk or horse milk to mix in. The whole chashash is when he's got behemoth tamaris, he'll use that behemoth tamaris milk to put in the normal milk. And therefore, here, when there's no, he hasn't got any behemoth tamaris, the whole chashash is only that he'll leave the farm, go to his friend next door, get some milk, and bring it back. So now that you're sitting outside the farm, you can see when he leaves or comes back, and you'll catch him red-handed. So that is why it helps to sit outside the farm, even though you can't see the actual chaliva." So with that, the preacher says that not only can he be sitting by the wall, it helps even to nechnas, because the same reason why, because like over here, the goy has no idea when he's going to stand up. Could be any present moment. So imagine if he's sitting there, or he's gone to Minchan, is going to come back in 15 minutes. The guy has no idea whether he's there or not. And the same Moses applies, because the guy has no idea when he's going to come back or not.
Does it apply as well if the shame is late? Does the Yud Tzvenechna apply if the shame is late?
So if
he starts to melt, what happens to the milk which is done to love? He doesn't know when he's going to come, so in a way he's scared.
Yeah, but then we have a different halach, which before the Khalifa starts, you have to check the kelim. So see that no.
Like this, yeah. So he's got to be there before the chaliva.
The first time he has to be there before, but afterwards he can go outside and just walk around. So to summarize, what we thought before, that a person has to be glued to the chaliva in order to create the chaliva throw, doesn't mean he has to mamish be in the milking parlor with his hands on to see to make the chaliva throw. He can even stand outside. And like we saw before, he doesn't even have to stand outside. He can be yotiv nichnas to his place outside, and it's also good enough to create the chaliva throw. Now with this all in our pocket, we'll carry on through one of the big challenges we all heard about using video cameras as in place of chaliva. Now if you speak to any mashgiach who goes to milking parlors, it's a very hard job, getting up at 3 or 4 in the morning because they start milking very early, 12-hour shift, it's extremely hard, you're going far away, you're missing shachris, you're missing the tenders, you can't be at home to help. It's a very hard job. So they came with a pretend. Why not put 15 cameras all around the farm? You can see every single point. You can see what they're being cholev, when they're being cholev, how many people are being cholev. You can see the tanks, you can see the vats, you can see the milk truck coming, you can see exactly what's happening. We'll be sitting at home, an armchair, legs up, computer screen, and I'll see the whole milking from his home.
They'll have a camera on top of it.
Have a camera on the bowl, you see the bowl inside.
You can't deny that there is a way of seeing things which you couldn't see years ago. That's a material fact. It's not arguing with a locker, it's arguing with a fact. We can see today things you couldn't see before.
So as everything, the Machloek is Gedol Hador, and we'll start with the Gedolim that went for today. Tanya, not only is it better, is a good idea, it's even better than Mashgiach Tamidi. Why? Because they are the Mashgiach Tamidi, we're all human, we all know what happens. You get up late one day and you're busy, well, let's say he's getting up, he's arrived half an hour late. Now he's lachas, he has to go down the shachas. And then he gets a call from his wife, there's an emergency at home, he doesn't know what to do, he has to go pay his water bill, he has to go be excused. The human, we all know what happens in our day-to-day life, there's always things that pop up and come up, and therefore he's going to be in and out the milking. Mashenka came a video camera, it's there 24/7, 365. The God has no idea when you are watching the screen, so therefore the Mursus is much more than a Mashgiach Tamidi. And number two, let's say you have a massive milking parlour, you have big farms, it's quite a large thing, and the Mashgiach is working from this side to the other side, and he's on one side, there's no one watching the other side. Have a camera, you can see on the screen, you have 10 little boxes on the screen, you can see the whole farm, all at the same time. And number three, the same way as rely on video cameras in other areas of Mashgiach, like in Eretz Yisrael, for example, when it comes to Trumas and Maasos and Orla, and in the Shtachim where either there's Arabs there, they don't want these for security reasons, they can't be there, you put a video camera, or even today I saw they have they've upgraded from video cameras, and they have drones flying up and down the field, Mashgiach sitting in his car on his laptop, and he can see exactly if the Arabs are taking from the Orla side, or from the part which is Mutter. So therefore, if you rely on it for all these things, mice not milk. And number three, one of the strong tainas is, let's say we'd have a person standing on top of the building in Shari Torah with binoculars, and he can see all the way down to the football fields in Shelton Crescent, the guy there milking his cow. He would say, it's fine, right? It's all right, he's got binoculars, he can see exactly what's happening down the street. So therefore, have binoculars, which is a manual, a way of enhancing your sight. Do electronic way of enhancing your sight. With your video camera, same thing. The Oisim say that when Chazal said Yisrael has to be there, Yisrael Eyu, it means that Yid has to stand there. Full stop, can't stand in the 21st century, means put a robot there with a strap on the Bekshire, but that's our Yid. It doesn't mean that a Yid has to stand there and finished. Are going to tell me in all other areas of Hashgach we do rely on video cameras? Very nice. All these other halachas, there's no din that Yisroel Eivu. This did not be Yisroel Eivu, the new halacha that was seen by Chol HaVakum. By Trumas Maestas Allah, there's no din that Yid has to stand there. A person has to know that this is from Allah, this is not from Allah. But there's no din that Yisroel has to stand there and see the actual process. Hashengin, by Chol HaVakum, where Chazal gave us the din that Yid has to stand there and watch the Peseder. The video camera is not Yid standing there watching. And the third time is that they say to rely in Gantan on technology is a thing they don't want to do. And it's very, nowadays everyone knows that you have computer hackers, and the more you know about how to mess around the computer, which is what happened in America a few years ago, one of those scoffers were relying on video cameras, and after half a year, they discovered that the farm was sending them the same video again and again and again. For the first time, just the farmer knew how to change the dates on the video. So you see, to rely on technology is quite schwer noiser. The Maisa, the Halacha, the Gdol Oilim were Matir, Revozne, Obyasov. Revozne put on the extra tonight. It has to be the tziruf yitzv nichnas four times a month to every farm, which is once a week. And this once a week obviously is not like I was in Ashkocha in Eretz and the Rav told me that Rabbi Ashov said four times a month, once a week. So I asked him, one I give comes on the Sunday, and this farmer knows the guys never come more than once a week, right? So he knows he's come on Sunday, he's not come at least on next Sunday. So there's no mirsas. You can't just say the din yitzv nichnas. The yitzv nichnas has to create a mirsas. Now if you know a mashgiach not coming from one week to the next, then he can do whatever he likes. So I asked the Rav Shad, he told me, Lord, this is what Rabbi Ashraf said, once a week, so this is what I do. But obviously that's not the case, and Rabbi Ashraf meant four times a month. He meant four times a month, either twice in one week, twice another week. But in a pattern that cannot be recognized and obviously creates a mirsas. Yotzev Nichnas. They're relying on video cameras, Be'etzem, and they also have to back it up a Yotzev Nichnas in Mashgiach that comes once a week just in a person to check out everything's under order. Now there are people that say that there are Bonim Mechoz like everything, unfortunately. And the reason going is because in the year Tovshin Ein Aleph in Brazil there was a whole Sichsuch where the Rabbonim wanted to mate video cameras in Halacha, and the other Rabbonim obviously came out against it. They went to Rabbi Yashiv, back and forth. The Master of Rafat told me beforeish that he was never Chazer, and even, I can't go into the story now, we haven't got time, but even Rabbi Yashiv didn't say that he was Chazer. He said that by Goy, actually there's more Mokhti Machmi, because in the Yitzrol, as everyone knows, most farmers are not going on Mechallel Shabbos, and therefore, the Tziruf, and Rabbi Yashiv was tossing holes that Mechallel Shabbos has not got a din of a goy, like a din of Cholavakum, and therefore, the Eitzim is a Yid, he doesn't need Ashkocha at all. So very nice, we're relying on video cameras just to back it up. But Halacha, yes, I'm a list of to use video cameras. Now, we'll move on to, in the short time we have, to Rabbi Moshe Hatter, who you're probably all waiting to hear about. Rav Moshe Hatter, he's got three main shubas, one longer than the next. Yerodei Chelek Aleph, Rav Zayin, Rav Ches, and Rav Tes. Rav Zayin, everyone knows what he says, that for the fact that there is a pekach in America of the government, and if they were to find cholavakim in your farm, if they were to find trefa milk in the milk, you would get a penalty, a monetary penalty, and you could close down your business. So that Mirsas is enough for us to have a Yediyah Berura to know that there's zicha no milk, non-kosher milk in the cow's milk, and therefore a Yediyah Berura is enough to say that's ke'ilu, like a re'iyah, for us to consider the milk Chol of Yisrael.
Do they accept the empty pail in the Chatchidah? Always?
Sorry?
The pail is empty when they start. Do they accept it?
They don't need to. Before Moshe, you don't have to examine anything. We just rely on the government that they do their inspections and make sure there's no horse milk or any other milk added to the cow's milk.
Could you rely on that?
Moshe says they can rely on it.
You can take
the horse milk. Now, Simeon asks him that he's done his own research and the fine is not so big. And number two, with the Be'al Sheikhad under the table, you can sort everything out. So Moshe says he hears, but the head is still in place because let's say you're talking about a big company and you can't suddenly start messing around. You always have workers watching you, and to start doing things here and there, you would have to start giving a shoychad to one, two, three, four, five people. Once he's dealing with four or five people, you always have the one worker who's a bit upset with his boss. Or go snitch to the government, then the business is gone. Therefore, Moshe says that the Mirsa still stays, and therefore the Hatter still stays. And the same Mem Tess, the Shoel asks him again, that he's masking that in a big company, there is a pekuah from the government, but when it comes to a little small farm, on the north side of America, whatever it is, there's no pekuah whatsoever, and the milk is coming from the small farms to the big farms, to the big dairies. And so who said, you can be samech on the krok mamshalti, as he calls it, or in Eretz Yisrael they call it, which is the government's inspection, where because in the small farms there are no inspections. So Moshe says he's got a Murli Gechidosh that the Issa of Chalavakim only comes about in the transfer between the Goy and the Yid. Calls around the milks, the Yad Goy, there's no Issa on the milk. So Goy's milk. Machpatli that is that Goy has milk in his farm. The whole milk, the Issa only comes about by the transfer. And Hayois, by this transfer, is going from a big company to a Yid, and the big company has the koach from the government. Therefore, we rely on this to say that it's Chol Yisrael, so we don't look back at what happened a few months ago. We look at the present now. In this transfer, is it going from a government that has the koach to a Yid? Yes, Chol Yisrael. Ad Kan is what everyone knows, Bekitza, is a Moshe Hetter.
So Ramosha didn't hold that because they were included, somebody actually watching.
No, he held that Yediyah Berurah isn't good enough like a Re'iyah.
You don't need somebody
yeah.
What's Ramosha's thing on less than 2%? Because less than 2% is not a 5.
That's what they tie on Ramosha, but Ramosha didn't say
that. No, but if you have less than 2%, even if you do mix in it, there's no 5 from the government. They don't consider less than 2%.
That's what people tell on Ramosha, but Ramosha didn't mention this in the truth.
Why not?
Why didn't he mention it?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
But
ask him.
Basi, is 2% kosher? What's bittul?
No, we don't say bittul.
We don't say bittul.
The Ma'aseh G'dolei Olam came out against Ramosha, the Shalashim of Kinyan Torah, who was a Strasbourg Aruv, the Debre Yisrael, who was a Rav of Amsterdam after the Muhammad, Nechus Yitzchak, the Be'er Moshe, who was a Debre in the Rav, Chalkas Yaakov, Chai Shva Eifoid, Shev Talaivi, Mishnah Luchas, Chief Van Hogas, they all came out and said, we can't rely on government inspections to kasher our milk.
You go to Gross Moshe, when you get the milk delivered to your door, by a friend of the
don't
just come in here, lecture.
You don't stand. You want to get
further. So one of the big kashas on the Ramosha, it's all brought down in Mishnah Luchos, is the dinner, a meat has to have a chosim to a chosim. Now, what we send the meat to our goy, you have to double wrap it, double seal it, today that the goy shouldn't tamper with the meat. Now, afraid the Mishnah Luchos, to the fear of Moshe, let's say I would put meat, kosher meat in Tesco, I would have to double wrap it, put a double steel, otherwise, a Tesco shouldn't tamper the meat. Also, the Mishnah Luchos, the fear of Moshe, if Tesco were to change it, let's say, kosher meat inside, leave the same label on the top, kosher meat, the government were to find out that Tesco is selling kosher meat with a kosher label inside, they would get fined. Consumer rights, right? So therefore, the free Moshe should never have to have a chosim to a chosim. Why? Because the girl never tamper, he's scared of the government. So therefore, tear out chosim to a chosim, we don't need any more. Nowadays, the government inspections, they'll get fined, sued, whatever you want. If you would put non-kosher meat with a kosher wrapper, they'll get sued to rely on Moshe's heter, type of all these things also. LMI, we can't rely on government inspections when it comes to Ashkocha. So, after hearing all this, I'm sure there's lots of us that... Sorry? Okay, so when it comes to Chos HaMechot, cheese and all these things. Okay, but there's also a lot in Kifit Ches about things that also do Rabbanan, who have to have one Chos HaMechot. So why do you have to have one Chos HaMechot? Leave it without any Chos HaMechot. Right, kosher meat, sell it openly.
But they
would get a fine, you know what I'm saying? The same way as the other milk. And there's dinner of every Istar Bon, and every which can be Istar Bon, you have to have a chosim. But Istar Rice, you have to have a chosim to a chosim. Right? So therefore, it's asking, why have any chosim bechal? Put a sign there, kosher. And if they were to change that meat and put a tray for meat, they would get a fine, right? So I don't have to have any chosim bechlal. Leave it, rely on the government that this meat in the fridge that says kosher meat, it's kosher meat. I don't have to have any chosim bechlal. Just after hearing all this, there's still all the chalk in the kashas. There are thousands of our yidin in America, I'm sure in England also, that say that we're happy to rely on Moshe. So I asked Harav Rom Gordimer, who's the head of the dairy department in the EU, which other countries are included in Moshe Hatter. He told me, this is a Lashon, Abelsky held that the dairy regulations of each country must be looked into separately to make sure they indeed create Mirsas. The dairy regulations of all EU countries are uniform and are acceptable. Which means those who want to rely on Moshe Hatter in America can go to a Starbucks, buy coffee with milk or a service station, and on the way out buy a Mars bar, and yes, I'm going to smoke that Moshe Hatter to have Kol Hashdam in the UK. However, a few years ago, you all know, I think it was 3 years ago, there was a big Tesco meat scandal. In short, they found horse meat in the burgers in Tesco, in the beef burgers that were being sold as beef burgers, there was horse meat. And for more information, there wasn't just horse meat, there was 29% of the beef burger was horse meat. And it was going on, one of the workers in one of the factories owned up, for 5 years it was going on like this. Which leaves us with a very big question, as if there is Pekoch Mamshalti, government inspections in the UK, then where were they for 5 years? I mean, when you're talking about 0.5% of pig's milk or horse milk in gallons of milk, or 29% horse meat in your beef burgers, going from one side to the other side. And if, on the big scale, Tesco or the company making the burgers was happy to take the risk, which is a very big risk of 29% horse meat, and he did it for 5 years without being caught, then where does it leave us to rely on our government on a 1% or 0.5% chance of adding in horse milk, pig milk, whatever it is, on our milk? So lo and behold, when you have clashes, you send it out. So I sent the Shire to the London Burden, and who are Mati Cholovstam in the UK, and they told me, say that, still mutter, you still rely on it. Why? Because at the end of the day, the law still applies, still against the law to do these things, and there still is a fine. Number two, the consumer knowledge of nowadays is much, is getting more and more and more. People like consumer rights, and therefore, either for allergy reasons or for more other reasons, there's more and more going on the packaging to let us know exactly what's in there, and therefore they're going on much more scared to mess around. And number three, due to the influx of Arabs, which are mashugah also for pig's milk and horse milk, it's literally, say over here, it's committing suicide for your own sake, for the Arabs. And number four, like we said before, the pre-chodosh, holds when there's no cholav tome around, you can drink cholav akum from the shops. And therefore, in the Hiyos and England, one cannot buy cholav tome anywhere. You can't buy pig's milk or horse milk. Then, yes, to be mitzvah the pre-chodosh, even though we don't hold the lemaisa, we can use it as a tiruf to say that the cholav stam in the UK still applies. So the London Burden were happy, but when I sent the same shayla to Boshuastan, he told me as the test goes, there's no raya. Why? Because in every case of when you have a choshen to a choshen, you always have a meshigin down the road. For a hobby, he likes challenges. He'll work 4 months just to open his seal without anyone noticing and put it back again. You're going to say that the whole choshen to a choshen is out the window? No. Chazal gave the guidelines, a choshen to a choshen works, I can have your meshigin. Very nice. We're not catered for every person around. Therefore, if there was to be a pikuach in the British government, now we see that there was a one-off. After 10 years we saw there was a Tesco scandal, doesn't mean that the whole thing is in the bin. It means that after 10 years of doing whatever they had to, one company got around it and decided it was worth a while to go around it. Doesn't mean that the whole pikuach is down under to still stay. But however, he told me that there is no pikuach in the UK. Why? Because he had done his research with the MOFF, which is the Ministry of Food and Fish, and they told him then that there was no official law or monetary penalty if a company was found to adulter the milk. And they said if a dairy were to find pig's milk, horse milk in the milk, it would be a private prosecution between the dairy and the farm. No shock to the government. And when Rabash asked a few dairies, will they take the time to prosecute this other farm? They'll say, Nakumas, Losh Shaveh, we haven't got the time, we haven't got the money, I'll just have a farm, thank you, please don't come back. Which means there's no pekah from the government, and they're leaving it up to the farms, and the farms themselves will prosecute. And everyone remembers Dr. Rodi Alav HaShalom, he was a member on the Berry Health Authority, and he told Rosh himself that they were speaking about it, that in the Berry Council, and berries got a high number of milking powders, one of the highest in the UK, and they said they know for certain that 5% of the milk being adulterated, which means added in horse milk or pig's milk, but it's too expensive to police, and therefore they should never go forward. This is what Dr. Roy told Rav Moshe Wester. But, however, things have changed, and there is now a penalty, monetary penalty for these sorts of things. And the shahal is, when there is a penalty, doesn't mean, which I saw yesterday, which probably means, well, it doesn't mean that they go down every now and again unannounced to the farm and they check out, do the inspections. Well, no, when they get a complaint, then they'll go down to the farm and check it out. If you're going out the second side, which means that when they get a complaint, they'll go down, the moose is all the way down, because who said anyone's going to complain? And therefore, it's still questionable whether one can rely on the Ashkocha or the government in the UK. So now they've heard the practical. Master Moshe himself says in all his troubles that Bal Nefesh min Roi Lahachmi. That Bal Nefesh should be Machmi. It's a very nice little thing. Bal Nefesh, a lot of times in the Chabad Shulchan Aruch says Bal Nefesh Lahachmi. We're not Machmi, why? We're not Bal Nefesh. However, the Idik Trubar Moshe wrote himself, that is not an English Moshe, it's printed in other places. I've seen it, I've got his own handwriting, so it's 100% for a Moshe. Garigal Loshen, Hinebadova Cholova Company, Sheber Medina Saini, Vada Yeshtam Lahati Lema, Sheinam Bechala Esesh Omi Chazal. The Zich is a Mokhi Dimati. Look at the Chazina, like we see, Shehaba Mekilim Bze, Mepnei Hadoichak, because there's no Cholov Yisrael. So we see that Allah being made says Rav Moshe, Al v'mokim she'efshe lahasik, but in a place where you can get Cholov Yisrael, af she'ole b'ksas tercha yosa, even though you have to go the extra mile, v'af b'yoke ma'at, even though it's a bit more expensive, ein min horoy lahokel b'zeh, one should not be made on his heter, v'tzrichim lahasik Cholov she'el Yisrael, and a person has to buy Cholov Yisrael, v'hini yedidoy Moshe Feinstein. Which leaves us, you're all thinking, yeah, there's thousands of people in America that are relying on the heter, and they obviously don't go with the tshuva. So I'll tell you what, there are a lot of rabbon that time, because he didn't print it in his tshuvas, it means that he didn't mean it for the klal, he only meant it for this rabbi he's writing to. If a person wants to see a certain way, he can always see a certain way. But the master even saw in his one of the Gedolei HaTalmidim for Rav Moshe, who everyone knows was the Rebbe Ephraim Greenblatt, the Rebbe was Ephraim, and he, without even bringing down this tshuva, he says, broken posture, that the whole head of Rav Moshe was only b'shas v'chak, but in the place where there is Cholov Yisrael, one cannot rely on Rav Moshe's heter. So okay, so you've all heard from yourselves, as you had Rav Moshe's heter, who Ramosha obviously being a Gedolei Ador, Zecha Yesha Milesim Hukam Machavek Ramosha. But there are Gedolei Olim which came out against him. And that's in America. Now to bring it over to the UK, we've heard that the UK is nished. What we expect from them to be on top of all these things. And number three, Yiru Ramosha said himself that only the Bamatzim and the Mokim where there is no Cholov Yisrael, one should make a Mashenk in a place where there is to buy Cholov Yisrael. One should not be made up. Now, he is nowadays. My father showed him recently. You can have these things you put in your pocket, milk. So, you know, anyone go to any Starbucks, take your milk with you. And it's not, I don't think that's called B'shas HaTchak to have Cholov's done.
Could you analyze the milk? Is the constitution of cow's milk and horse milk different? That if you analyze it, you could see it's
house
milk and horse milk.
If you do it, not on the basic test that they do in the farms, then you can't, but if you do a DNA test, you can.
You can use it
with a DNA test.
You can analyze the milk and see cow's milk, the Constitution
has to use me. DNA can, but normal tests when they do every milk when it comes to the farm, they test it to see that it's fresh and how much fat content. That will just tell you the fat content. Obviously time has run out and I wanted to turn to speak about powdered milk or robotic milking, but time is not allowed. Just to end off with the Shaila, before I show you the Shaila, it could be not a Shaila, it could be yes Shaila, just always good to look around to see that there are things that a person has to be careful about. Milk, every milk has to have a chosen mechel, right? Why? Because it is a bone, you have to have one chosen, so that's why I have a ring around the tap in order to create a chosen mechel. But if you see like this, with the tap, with everything on the side, right? So the yesh lod, if this is called chosen mechel, like the whole reason of chosen mechel is that a goy should not be able to open and close it.
No, right. There's a plastic on the bottom, and you can lift up a plastic.
You can lift up the whole thing.
And then you open it up and close it back.
This is with the...
The other side pays for the lovely ones. Yeah, the lovely ones are for the...
So the shahad is, yes, Lord, and obviously the bottom of the community will discuss it, whether this is considered the Chodesh Mechad, because, as you can see, without any Tuchim B'chlal, you just open it, you put it back, and no one can tell the difference. Sure.
We've got two things, that and the other thing.
Okay. Don't worry about it.